Hello, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Open Crypto. This will be a quick video, less than 10 minutes for you, but the root causes of the American Revolution, and we've all heard them in school. I'm sure it's even taught around the world. You know, people in America just wanted freedom. You know, they were sick of taxes and all this stuff, so they wanted to create their own nation. But what is the main reason? What is the root cause of the American Revolution? It is almost never talked about in school at all. It's always, oh, because America wanted to be free of England, because they were forcing people into the military. It's because of all these, you know, reasons. But they all seem, and even seemed to me as a kid, to be secondary to something else. What is the main thing that was causing all of these problems? And it was the central bank, and they, especially Thomas Jefferson and Benjamin Franklin. All of them knew, all of these founding fathers knew, that the English central bank was causing all of their grievance, all of their problems. They had all their grievances caused by the central bank. All of the issues that were happening to the United States because of England was happening because of the central bank. And let's see why. A quote by Thomas Jefferson reads, "I wish it were possible to obtain a single amendment to our Constitution. I would be willing to depend on that alone for the reduction of the administration of our government to the genuine principles of its Constitution. I mean, an additional article taking from the federal government the power of borrowing." So basically what he's saying here is that he wants to take away the ability from the federal government to borrow money from private banks, because the Treasury has a right to print money. Why would you need to borrow it from banks? That could only cause problems. Another Thomas Jefferson quote reads, "Bank paper must be suppressed, and the circulating medium must be restored to the nation whom it belongs." So he's saying that a nation has sovereignty over currency, not private organizations. He's saying that private organizations should have nothing to do with money, because they always want to try and manipulate their situation to be in a more valuable place, right? Banks will print money to try and increase the reserves that they have so they can loan out more money. He knew this. Another quote by Thomas Jefferson, "And I sincerely believe with you that banking establishments are more dangerous than standing armies, and that the principle of spending money to be paid by posterity under the name of funding, but is swindling the fertility on a large scale." So what he is saying here, again, is that the banking establishments are definitely more dangerous than standing armies, because these banks cause wars, not only with one another, but between nations. These banks want to fund these wars because it puts nations in debt to themselves. That is why they are extremely dangerous. They can manipulate entire political landscapes, and of course we're seeing that now. This is a quote by George Washington, first president of the United States, said, "Paper money has had the effect in your state that it will ever have to ruin commerce, oppress the honest, and open the door to every species of fraud and injustice." Our first president said that paper money has had the effect in your state that it will ever have to ruin commerce. He is saying that the paper money, especially private paper money, is designed to oppress you and open the door of fraud and injustice to everyone. That paper money, private banks, are evil. That is why they wanted to break away from England, because it was evil what was going on in England. The Central Bank of England, the Bank of England, was evil. It was an awful entity that created much suffering throughout the entire world and enslaved people to its system. That's the freedom that these founding fathers wanted. They wanted to get away from the European style of central banking and move to the United States. They wanted to take away the ability for banks to create a central entity, make it so they can't create currency. They wanted the currency to be in the hands of the government, so it could not even create a situation in which it were manipulated by banks. But here we are. This is a quote by John Adams. "All the perplexities and confusion and distress in America's arise in America arise not from the defects of their constitution or confederation, not from want or of honor or virtue, so much as from the downright ignorance of the nature of coin, credit, and circulation. So he is saying that all the confusion and distress caused in America, all of the problems that we've had that have led us up to this point, are caused by people not understanding the true nature of central banking. People don't care. People don't want to care about the central bank and what they actually do because they think it doesn't affect them. They think that it doesn't matter when it is the main reason for the American Revolution in the first place. The very thing that these founding fathers wanted to get away from is what caused the American Revolution. The central bank of England, central banks manipulating the entire economy and all of the social policies in a nation to try and change it to their benefit, causing wars, causing massive problems in society. And our founding fathers knew this, but general people are confused by it and they don't understand it. And they think, oh, and even back then, John Adams was, saying things like people don't understand why we're revolting. And he said it right here. He said right here, this is why they are and did revolt against England, especially the Bank of England, is because of the nature of coin, credit, and circulation. The main reason why the founding fathers revolted was because of central banking. And we have multiple quotes here explaining why. I could go on all day about this, but the founding fathers absolutely 100% without a doubt revolted because of all the effects the central bank had on England, and this is exactly why they did it. So let's look at the war of 1812 to 1815. Let's go through this really quick. So obviously we had, the British trying to clamp down on international trade. And because of this, America decided to declare war on England. But England and France were controlled by central banks at this point. So they were inflating their currency, pumping a ton of money into inflation. And it nearly destroyed both of these empires. It took a very long time for Great Britain to recover. Actually, Great Britain never really did truly recover from this because 100 years later, the empire basically collapsed at this point. So both sides of the war were funded by central banks, France and England. Obviously, America was off on its own essentially at that point. But look to where we have been led today. The U.S. national debt is showing us that we have almost $30 trillion in debt. This is a super big problem. And all these people who want to do and talk about modern monetary theory and how debt doesn't actually exist, no, it absolutely does exist. The United States government has to pay back its loans right now. Most of it goes to the central bank. Who gets all of that money? The central bank, not you. Did you decide to borrow all of this money? No, but you get to pay for all of it, essentially. And obviously, this number will never be paid back. That's not how it's supposed to work, and it can't be paid back because that's not how fractional reserve banking works. Fractional reserve banking simply exists to extort somebody to the point where they have to basically be a slave to you. And that is where America is at right now. The debt crisis does not come from us not being able to pay it off, which it most certainly cannot be paid off because you cannot pay someone back with something that doesn't even exist. The debt crisis will come from when people realize that these central banks are the main problem in the world right now and finally wake up and understand that the central bank is the reason why America revolted against England, and it will be the reason why it does it again. Why people decide to revolt against the central banks is the main debt crisis. Thank you guys for watching this video, and I will see you in the next one. Take care. Bye-bye.